Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lady Henrietta Spencer Churchill. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's good to be with you. You know, I introduced you as Lady. Many Americans are, I guess, a bit curious about people of nobility and with a pedigree. And actually, you are the eldest daughter of the 11th Duke of Marlborough. Is that right?
Well, we say Duke. You say Duke.
Duke.
But then, no, I'm pulling your leg. But that's absolutely right, yes. And it's a courtesy title. I was born with it, and I sort of get to keep it. I guess it doesn't really mean much. It's just one of those sort of hereditary things. There you go. But
okay.
In this day and age, it's really not very important.
Well, I wanted to talk to you because you're giving a presentation next week at the Atlanta Mart rug section. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But the reason you're giving that presentation is because you're an author and you're an interior designer. So I thought it'd be interesting to, you know, let our listeners hear a little bit about you. First question, I guess, is how you got into the interior design business.
Well, many years ago now. I started my business actually in 1981. Mm-hmm. I guess having always been interested in architecture and homes, you know, even as a young child. And when I left school, I went and studied art history in Florence, Italy, for 6 months, and then Paris for 9 months. So I was getting a good sort of all-round background knowledge of architecture and art history. Mm-hmm. And when I came back to London, I decided either I wanted to go into architecture or some sort of fine arts. And on doing research, I ended up going to the Inchbald School of Design, which actually at the time just had a one-year course, but I got completely hooked on it and really never looked back. I did my, I suppose one would say, apprenticeship for 2 or 3 years with another designer, and then started my business in 81.
Okay. Well, and whether this was a major factor or not, I'm sure that growing up in Europe and being of nobility, you probably got to see many very great homes. And I think you actually have a home that we over here might call a palace that's named Blenheim. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. That was given to my great ancestor, John Churchill, who became the first Duke of Marlborough in the 1700s for his achievements of the Wars of the Spanish Succession. So that, yes, is my family home. But as you rightly say, I was fortunate enough to spend a lot of time as my childhood in some beautiful homes in England and abroad. And I think that sort of broadened my cultural experiences, not only, you know, from a artistic point of view, but also from a sort of cultural point of view and getting into the way people live in different parts of the world.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you, since most of my audience is tuned into the floor covering business, what types of interior design trends are you seeing as it relates to floor covering?
Well, I guess in my business, in particular my business, trends aren't that important because we obviously design for the style of the house.
Right.
So if you're working with a historic building that was built in the 18th century, then you want to try and be true to that tradition of the house. So you're typically using stone floors or wooden floors, and perhaps not so much of the new floors, you know, new vinyls and linoleums and things. Although I have to say that the big trend does seem to be now for not only luxury floors, but also a lot of floors that are green, using recycled materials. And, you know, there are some very good products around at the moment. And going back to vinyl, luxury vinyl has become a big trend because you can get it in so many very realistic designs that simulate wood and simulate stone, simulate marble. And it's, you know, it's affordable and very practical.
Mm-hmm. So that trend is as strong in Europe as it is here?
I think it is, yes. I mean, it's, you know, a certain sector of the market. As I say, to be honest, it doesn't necessarily relate so much to my particular clientele because they tend to have older houses. But we certainly, you know, certainly think about practicality when we're specifying floors. That's one of the main issues. Affordability.
Exactly. Budget is definitely a factor. Okay, so you've published a book that's titled The Life of the House. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, actually, just to let you know, that's my 11th book.
Okay.
But this is my latest book. It was published by Rizzoli the year before last, I think. But it's really on the evolution of rooms. So I explore how houses have evolved over certain periods, not only from an architectural point of view, but also from a sort of social history point of view. And the reasons they evolved was because of advances in innovations and industry, etc. And how they've changed and how today, how we sort of have to keep up with current trends and technology, but at the same time respecting the history of the house.
You know, you've written many books. Are they all related to interior design?
Yeah, they are all related in some form or another. Some of one's been on textiles, one on accessorizing, a couple on the Georgian period, which is sort of my speciality. But they all have a sort of historical element to them, so they're not just pretty pictures. I mean, I hope they've got pretty pictures, but they also have, I hope, a little bit of substance to them as well.
You know, in our country, I think a home that's done well does a good job of communicating who lives there. It kind of shows their style. And as old as homes are in the world that you grew up in, it's probably the inverse of that. The person is more of the style of the home. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, certainly when I'm taking on a project, you take into consideration, number one, the style of the house and work with that, and number two, the lifestyle of your client, you know, and how the house is going to work for them. Have they got young children? Have they got teenage children? You know, who else is living in the house? Do they have animals? Etc. Do they like to entertain? And so that's very much their lifestyle, very much dictates not only the layout, but the style of the house as well. So, you've got to, I think, just not have a huge ego and make every house look like you would like to live in it, but it's got to work for that particular individual.
So, as we mentioned, you're giving a talk in Atlanta next week. I believe it's on Wednesday, January the 8th.
That's correct. Yeah. Between 3 and 4.
And it's in Building 1, Floor 14 in the seminar room. Talk a little bit about what you're going to talk about.
Well, I've produced a rug collection. This is a first collection for a company called Leloy, who have a terrific range of rugs, really encompassing everything from very affordable to very luxurious. I think mine are more at the top end of the market. This is just the first sort of small collection. I have another larger collection coming out with them later this year. And so I wanted to really explain to the audience how not only rugs but other accessories personalize your home. So it's really focusing on that aspect of the house.
Can you give us one or two nuggets of that without giving away the whole presentation?
Well, I'm going to be showing a lot of examples of rooms I've decorated and, you know, what's been enhanced by that room by perhaps the furniture or the accessories or the rugs or whatever you're putting in it. And, you know, there are times when you want the rug to be a focal point. And there are other times when you actually just want it to blend into the background and, you know, just form a sort of harmonious seating area or something like that.
Okay, so you're going to show pictures and then tell people why this works.
We hope it works. Or actually even in some cases how it doesn't work. So, you know, I'm going to show a bit of those so people can also see how it could work better.
All right, good. I hope to make it there, and I hope some of our listeners will too. Again, it is Wednesday, January the 8th, from 3 to 4.
Yeah, and I believe actually Leloy are handing out some free books. I don't know, so many, 25 people, I think.
And as long as you have a pass to get into the show, you can come to this without paying, right?
I think it's free. To be perfectly honest, I'm not sure about that, but I'm pretty sure the seminars are free.
Thanks for spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Henrietta Spencer Churchill, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.